Hi, Tim. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello. Hi, Dr. Wright. I have a situation where I was on high blood pressure pills, and I was placed on a different type of high blood pressure pills from my doctor, and I'm working with a naturopath to get off of the blood pressure pills.
Yay.
However, what's happened is after I started taking them, this different brand, I noticed that my muscles were getting really sore. And I thought, that's really weird. And I didn't know what was wrong. So I called the pharmacy and they didn't know. They looked at the side effects and so did I. But then the lady was great. She looked a little further and she said, some people get tendonitis from it. So I contacted my doctor and he says, well, get off of those and go back on the other ones that you've been on for a couple of years that I haven't had problems. The situation I'm having now is I have tendonitis in my muscles, and I looked it up on the internet and it said it could take 6 to 7 weeks to get rid of the soreness in my muscles. Mm-hmm. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I can't say that I've had any experience with tendonitis from a patent medicine, but I certainly have worked with people who had tendonitis. I can tell you what usually works for them, at least partially or completely, and quicker than 6 weeks. But since this was caused by patent medicine, I can't say for sure. And I'll get to what I would recommend you do because this was caused by patent medicine in a little bit. So what one gets is some DMSO. Have you got DMSO, sir?
I will.
Thank you. And that you can get in most of the natural food stores, Toma Dispensary, compounding pharmacies, all those places in a 98-99%. Now, I got to warn you a little bit. Some people say that stings a little, not a lot, but just a little. Men are less susceptible to the stinging effect than women. But there's good research out there that shows that what DMSO does is a little unusual. It doesn't have any building or anti-inflammatory or that kind of capability. What it does instead, according to a pathologist who taught us all this at the University of Michigan, it opens up the pores, the communication into the cell so that the damaged material, whatever it is that's making you hurt, can be removed more rapidly. I didn't say instantly. It's not a pain reliever, but it can be removed over time more rapidly than it would be otherwise, and that the new material to repair things could get in there better. Now, if we do one thing first, sir, and that is take a mixed tocopherol vitamin E and open up the capsule and rub it in over the whole sore area, and then we get that DMSO and rub that in over where we just rubbed the vitamin E in, many people have told me that speeds the healing of those tendons. Now, DMSO all by itself speeds healing, but the vitamin E, as you know, is a kind of a multipurpose antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and so we take in the DMSO, after rubbing in vitamin E, and that definitely heals up other forms of tendonitis more rapidly. I did not say overnight, but more rapidly than results before. Now, one other thing, and that's on that patent medicine. If this keeps up, it is possible to desensitize a person in case this is a sensitivity reaction to the patent medicine. Oops, I'm not taking a patent medicine anymore. Why would I need desensitization? Well, sir, I have run into people, and I am not kidding you at all. This is absolutely for real. An 18-year-old who kept having himself sudden fainting spells, and seems that he was allergic to the Valium that his mother took when she was pregnant with him. I am not kidding. And that some of the results of that Valium were still hanging around his body, and he started having fainting spells to it. He got desensitized to it. And, of course, he was also recommended on what to do to detoxify from it, because obviously there was some in his body. But that really helped, sir. So if that's needed, you can look at that.
Okay, my question is now, I get massages once in a while. Could my massage therapist put the E and the DMSO, or just do it myself?
No, that's up to both of you, sir. It's not going to hurt your massage therapist. It's not going to hurt you. But the massage therapist might be a little dubious, so see what you can arrange. Either do it yourself or the massage therapist certainly could.
Well, that's great. I've been listening to you for years. You do a great service to the people, and I really appreciate you. And the check will be in the mail.
Oh, don't worry about it, sir. We do have the Toma Clinic Foundation people for anybody who wants to donate to the foundation, but it's not necessary. Not for the radio program. And one other thing I almost forgot to say, and that is for the few people who the 99% DMSO stings too much, Dr. Jacob down at the University of Oregon, who is the pioneer on that, told us we can dilute it with distilled water at 3 parts distilled water and 7 parts DMSO, and it'll still work good, but don't dilute it any further, says Dr. Jacob, or it won't work well.
Okay, so that's 3 to, you said 3 to 1?
No, 7 to 3, sir.
Three parts,
70%, 7 to 3. 3 parts water distilled, 7 parts DMSO.
Perfect. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too, sir, and we both get to escape to the sunshine in a little while, I hope, so go for it.
All right, I always do. Thank you.
Okay.